Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting second. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting third. The left fielder, Larry Herndon. Batting fourth. The DH, Lance Parrish. Batting fifth. The catcher, John Wackenfuss. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Enos Cabell. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Glenn Wilson. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Tom Brookins. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Milt Wilcox. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Al Bumbry. Batting second. The right fielder, Dan Ford. Batting third. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Murray. Batting fifth. The left fielder, John Lowenstein. Batting sixth. The DH, Ken Singleton. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Rich Dower. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Todd Cruz. Batting ninth. The catcher, Rick Dempsey. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Mike Flanagan. And now, play ball. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray fields the ball and throws to Flanagan covering. Safe. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cruz juggles the ball. That's an error on Cruz. Whitaker moves to third. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Flanagan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Whitaker scores. Trammell moves to second. It's 1-0, Tigers. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Trammell moves to third. Herndon moves to second. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Flanagan fields it and throws to second for the out. Trammell scores. Herndon moves to third. That run is unearned. One out. It's 2-0, Tigers. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-0, Tigers. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lowenstein. Lemon reaches second base with a double. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a fly ball into left field. Lowenstein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Murray settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Al Bumbry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cabell fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Bumbry for the double play. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Orioles nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dower scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-1 in the game. Trammell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lowenstein. Trammell reaches second base with a double. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Herndon takes first base on ball 4. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cruz fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is called out on strikes. Two outs. Rich Dower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dower hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Todd Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Orioles nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Wackenfuss hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Dower settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Cabell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Flanagan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Lemon hits a line drive into left field. Lowenstein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey hits a fly ball into right field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bumbrey takes first base on ball 4. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0-for-1 in the game. Ford strikes out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ripken is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Orioles nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dower scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0-for-1 in the game. Brookins hits a line drive into center field. Bumbrey picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Bumbrey. Brookins moves to second. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dower scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cruz fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-1 in the game. Murray is hit by the pitch. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0-for-1 in the game. Lowenstein hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0-for-1 in the game. Singleton hits a line drive into right field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Dower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dower is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dower hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Murray moves to second. Todd Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0-for-1 in the game. Cruz takes first base on ball 4. Murray moves to third. Dower moves to second. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 0-for-1 in the game. Dempsey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Orioles nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Herndon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Wackenfuss hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Dempsey fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bumbrey hits a line drive into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0-for-2 in the game. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ripken hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cavill settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Orioles nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Enos Cavill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Cavill hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Lemon hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Murray settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-2 in the game. Wilson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cabell moves to second. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brookins hits a fly ball into right field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Whitaker hits a line drive into left field. Lowenstein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Murray hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Herndon. Murray reaches second base with a double. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0-for-2 in the game. Lowenstein hits a line drive towards short. Trammell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0-for-2 in the game. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cabell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Singleton for the out. Murray moves to third. Two outs. Rich Dower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dower is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Dower strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Orioles nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Trammell takes first base on ball 4. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Herndon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Trammell moves to third. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Parrish hits a fly ball into right field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Trammell tags and scores. One out. It's 6-0, Tigers. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Wackenfuss hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Herndon moves to second. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Cabell hits a line drive into center field. Bumbry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Lemon hits a fly ball into right field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Rick Leach now playing first base. Todd Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cruz hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 0-for-2 in the game. Dempsey takes first base on ball 4. Al Bumbry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bumbry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Will Cox fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dempsey moves to second. Jim Dwyer pinch hits for Dan Ford. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ripken hits a line drive towards first. Leach reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Orioles nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. John Shelby now playing center field. Jim Dwyer now playing right field. Gary Roenick now playing third base. Tim Stoddard now pitching. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a fly ball into right field. Dwyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brookins strikes out. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dower scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards first. Leach scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Murray for the out. One out. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0-for-3 in the game. Lowenstein hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0-for-3 in the game. Singleton hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Orioles nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Mike Young now playing left field. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Trammell takes first base on ball 4. Mike Laga pinch hits for Larry Herndon. Mike Laga is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laga strikes out. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Parrish hits a line drive into left field. That will be extra bases. Young fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Young. Trammell goes all the way around to score. Parrish moves to third. It's 7-0, Tigers. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wackenfuss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 9-0, Tigers. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Lemon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Lynn Jones now playing left field. Rich Dower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dower is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Dower hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Roenick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roenick takes first base on ball four. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Dempsey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roenick moves to second. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shelby hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jones. Shelby reaches second base with a double. Roenick scores. Dempsey moves to third. It's 9-1, Tigers. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Dwyer hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jones. Dwyer reaches second base with a double. Dempsey scores. Shelby scores. It's 9-3, Tigers. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Ripken strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Murray hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dwyer scores. It's 9-4, Tigers. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 9, and Baltimore Orioles, 4. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.